This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is rare indeed when an interest rate move by a major central bank takes the global economy by surprise. But Mario Draghi and the European Central Bank did just that this morning, lowering a key Eurozone interest rate from really, really low, 0.15% to be precise, to basically zero. And more's the shocker, copying to a degree the U.S. Federal Reserve's bond buying program known as quantitative easing. From New York, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
Let us imagine Europe's economy as a patient.
He doesn't have an hour, Jackson, he doesn't.
Recently, its condition has deteriorated. Second quarter GDP growth flatlined.
The Eurozone economy is failing to recover the way that, the UK economy or the US have been recovering.
Andrew Lillico is head of Europe economics.
You have countries with 25% and up unemployment, still very much trapped in the depression.
And the inflation rate has been creeping towards zero each month. If it hits zero, it could enter a deflationary spiral. So the European Central Bank acted. It lowered interest rates, penalized banks for not lending, and said it would buy assets to inject stimulus into the economy. But ER doctors act quickly. The ECB, not so much.
It really should have done it probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Making decisions at the ECB is a little bit like herding cats, says Abdur Chowdhury. He teaches economics at Marquette University.
The governing council that makes the decision, they have one member for each of the Eurozone countries. And these members look at national interest first and the interest of the Eurozone second.
But, he says,
better late than never.
What does this mean for the U.S.? Mark Chandler with Brown Brothers Harriman says European investors might be tempted to invest in U.S. bonds.
So it makes the U.S. look like a high yielder. That makes the U.S. more attractive.
And with the euro falling on this news, European goods will be cheaper for Americans to buy, though American exports may suffer. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.